at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver.
Overseas Connection Podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, good evening. Happy Halloween. This is the Overseas Connection Podcast. I'm Robin Tate. I'm your host this evening. This is episode number 655 for October the 31st, 2021. And this is a Halloween show or something. Yeah. And it's a podcast loosely about video games from older people, not these young'uns that talk about language that we've now completely left us behind. We talk about games, we can fit them in, and we talk about life and good old times. And we go out live like this every single week on a Sunday evening in the UK, which is 9 o'clock, which is now the clocks have changed. We're all feeling a little tired and hungry at weird times today. 1 o'clock on the west coast of America, 4 p.m. on the east coast, and 3 p.m. central time. And tonight I am joined by Pete. Hi, Pete.
Hello, happy Halloween, Robin.
Thank you. And Filthy is back on the show.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good.
Happy horrible Halloween.
Happy Halloween. And everybody else is off doing other stuff at the moment. Now, this week, tomorrow in fact, a birthday comes. And our own Pete Chin is going to find out all about the life, universe and everything. He is that magical year, that wonderful number, the answer to the meaning of life. He will be a genuinely 42.
42.
Yes, magic thighs. How is that with you? How is it? Oh, sorry. See, you don't know what this is. Phil knows exactly what I'm talking about here, but you have no idea what I'm talking about. So 42 is the answer. It's the answer to everything, Pete. Do you not realize this?
No.
42, it's the answer to the life, the universe and everything. It's like, you know, how many men must a how many roads must a man walk down? The answer? 42.
42.
It's right. Simple. It's really simple. You know, it's fantastic. And I learned that from mice. 42 is a magical name, and you've lost your nerd status altogether for not understanding how important the age of 42 is, Pete.
I'm sorry now.
That's your homework for next week.
Yeah, I blame the dolphins.
Yes. God, how did we know what colour the wheel was supposed to be? How much is that cup of coffee? It's three small deciduous forests for one cup. Yes, cheers.
Pete has a look of complete what the total fuck? Confusion.
Yeah. It's not really a comfort zone of the conversation. It's like cock cages and shit like that. So, you know, that would be more like it. Speaking of cock cages, our glorious leader, Greg DeLacy, was at an adult Halloween party. Leave that to your imagination if you want to, but because there were no children at it, it was just adults dressed up scantily. We've seen photographs. I believe there was a bowl in the middle of the table with car keys in it, but and today he's on because he's plumbing. Okay, all right, he's being Mario the plumber today. Anyway, Pete, it's 42. Is that a tough year for you? Is it? Yeah, you still feel close to 40. You know, at 45, at 46 especially, I mean, you're closer to 50. 42 still feels quite young.
Yeah, it is.
Age doesn't bother me. It's one of those. I've never really bothered about it. People get hooked up about their ages. Shell always goes on about her age. She's like, oh, I'm too old. I'm too this. I'm too that. And I'm like, just ignore it. It's just a number. As long as you feel all right. As long as you're enjoying yourself, smiling.
You do realise that the bus pass that she gets, you can't share it.
Well, she's not going to get one just yet.
I bet he shares the 200
here, Andy Cox, his birthday's on the 6th of November, and he's going to be 54. So he's going to be a bit older as well. So, guys, happy birthday. I hope you have a great day tomorrow, Pete. And thanks for coming on the show. We actually didn't think you were coming because we thought you were being, you know, people loved you. You know, we thought they were going to take you out for dinner or something, but obviously not. So, big pillow tonight.
Oh, I wanted to be with my podcast family.
Happy birthday to you. Insert name here. Happy birthday to you!
General was not recognized.
Let's go, Brandon!
Okay.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
How many drinks of rum have I had? Just look at the chat. I haven't had any rum tonight. I'm having one glass of wine. I'm being a good boy. Do you not see how swelled I am and weight loss and all that? No. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Yes, so we've got Phil tonight and Pete. And we've got zombie Elon Musk is in the live feed there as well. So he comes into tonight's story too. All right, so Phil, I suppose we have to talk to Phil. It's been so long since we've managed to have you here. So tell me about the therapy.
Where have you been?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe
it's not butter.
It's November already.
Isn't that amazing?
I just don't know where the last, let alone, you know, 2 years, let alone last, you know, 6 months or whatever have gone. It's just speeding ahead. And talking of age, I don't know if it's because as we get older, things seem to get a lot faster. Time moves faster. But I tell you what, you blink. October disappears. God knows where October was. September, I don't even remember. I'm fine. It's been a really tough year. It continues to be a tough year. But there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's good to be back. And I'm hoping to be back on a more regular basis. But on more positive things, a couple of things I've watched over the last week.
You don't get away with that. No. So you're working.
Yes.
Your good lady as well. She was ill.
Yes. Better.
Okay. You're happy with your work and life is coming together okay with again for you? Because you had a hard time.
So, for those who don't remember, I was out of work last year for 6 months because of the first lockdown and everything else. And then this year, my family were hit very hard with COVID. So my brother-in-law passed. Unfortunately, he was out in Cyprus, so that had a whole load of complications and everything, getting him home and sorting the funeral out for him. And then 3 weeks later after he passed, my dad suddenly died. And so I had all of that to sort out. And since then, my mum is partially sighted. So been sorting out things for her. So, you know, making sure everything, the house is an Alexa set up and the heating and just general things like, you know, just sorting out bank accounts that had my dad's name on it, or, you know, various different bits and pieces that come up, or, you know, the car and car insurance and, you know, just silly things, let alone the fact I've still got to build up the courage to go and pick up his ashes from the thing. And then it's like, well, you know, my mum wants to put him in an urn until next year when we're going down to Pembrokeshire to spread his ashes. And it's like you look on Amazon ferns, They're all different sizes. I don't know what size he's going to be.
Yeah, obviously we'll want some space. You know, he probably wanted like a TV in there. And like a sofa, a bark alarm chair. So you had to get a big enough one that, you know.
So put it on just get the biggest one.
Yeah, he would like that. Get a really friggin' massive one. Put it on a trailer.
Yeah. On a truck, yeah.
So I rang the Undertakers, and they said, "Oh yeah, you know, it's he's in a box." I said, "Oh right, okay, yeah, a cardboard box, in a bag, and he's in a bag, in the cardboard box." I'm thinking, but does that mean that when it's all these questions that come into your head late at night when you, I haven't been sleeping much for the last year. But all these questions that come into your minds, you know, well, when I put him into the urn, do I have to open the bag and pour him in?
Uh-huh.
And then what happens if he goes onto the worktop?
Somebody's on the hairdryer?
and then, obviously, you know, that classic scene in, I don't know if you remember, Bread, where they go on the Mersey ferry to spread their ashes. And they throw the ashes out, and it's into the wind, and it goes into
I'm sorry, we shouldn't be laughing, but, you know, humour.
There's nothing else I can't do.
Yeah.
It's tough. Certain things on TV I can't watch, or, you know, still, certain things set me off, like in just little things that people talk about every so often. But in the whole, you know, life carries on, and you've got on with things.
Sorry, we jest, and it's tough, Phil. It's been a crazy time, but it's important just to say, oh, that's great, or not great, and just to chat, because our community cares, and they want to know what was happening, just that you just couldn't be arsed coming on, but you've been through it so much of late, so much.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, things, and that's the thing, this year is just fucking disappeared.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you think, like, the last 2 years have been pure shit as with COVID, you know, really, you know, lockdowns and sitting here and sitting around and wondering what was going to happen. And it has just went, and thankfully we're, well, as far as that thing's concerned, coming around the other side of it, hopefully. So, saying that, my niece tonight, out of all of my nephews, nieces, family, foster kids, my niece has been the first one to test positive in the whole of our family, today. So,
Jeez, she's okay. Yeah, I mean, my son,
she's vaxxed. I mean, she's 16, same as Charlie. She's vaccinated about 2 weeks ago. so hopefully she'll not get it too bad.
Yeah. I mean, we had a scare 2 weeks ago with my son, who's very, very ill. So our PCR test and everything else. And luckily he's come through, and it wasn't. COVID, but you know, carry on.
Yeah, you never know. Okay, well, thank you for that.
Flu and cold around.
Okay, so on that lighter side of things, then, what have you been watching or doing, or what's been up that way?
So, tons of things, but I think some recent things of note for me. The first Squid Game. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it, and I got
Robin.
There were a couple of episodes and a couple of things that happened. I actually got quite choked up, and I think that was, you know, what I was saying previously, a few minutes ago, about my dad. But one of the characters in there, who's an older gentleman.
Oh yeah.
what happens with him halfway through, you know, 2/3 of the way through the season? That really hit me hard. Really hit me hard.
Oh.
Won't say anything else.
Okay.
Because big spoiler if I do. But I enjoyed it. I don't know if it's...
Mm.
They've left it open, obviously. I don't know if they'll... You know, it's the biggest, the most watched show on Netflix ever. It's just huge. I watched it in the English dubbed, which I don't normally do.
Oh.
But I didn't notice it at all, to be honest.
Really?
Didn't notice it at all.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I know where you are, Pete, with this. You love it to pieces. I've watched one episode with Judith and I. We watched the first one, and it was okay, and I enjoyed it. But I kind of get what was it Greg was saying that it is that over the top acting. It is. It's like Monkey years ago.
Yeah.
It was the same sort of idea. I might go back and watch it. I don't think I'll get Judith to watch it all. But yeah, it was good. Yeah, and I get it. And it's that. And I'm going to be talking a wee bit about what the masses think in a little while, and what the masses. Everybody talks about it and its popularity, and it's a meme. Like, I'm going to talk about stock, but it's like a meme stock, and it's grew to popularity. And even if it maybe didn't deserve it, because there's probably other things that are better produced out there and better stories and not Korean dubbed. But again, it's been interesting that something like that from Korea has ticked that popularity box with everybody. So yeah.
I mean, the dubbed version was the only version available to me. I'll say no more. I really enjoyed it. It was brilliant. So the next thing, which we watched a couple of days ago, and you may have seen this already, being gamers, and if you haven't seen it, see it. Free Guy. Yes. Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, enjoyed.
I didn't know what to expect. I'd seen the trailer. It was much better than I expected. Really funny. Some real good. I was giggling at loads of stuff, and Lisa was looking at me.
Yeah.
You know, thinking, what are you giggling about?
Absolutely.
Just references to different games.
It was the thing, like, there's parts of you watch the background. Like, there's one clip that just comes to mind where there's like a guy running against the wall. You know, stuck in a glitch, you know, that sort of thing. It's all that stuff. Normal people won't get that at all.
Yeah. What's it called?
Free Guy.
And what did you watch that on? Netflix.
It's on Disney Plus at the moment.
Oh, for fuck.
For free, Disney Plus. Get your 1 month free and go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can get them on three.
I think so. Right,
if you've got Game Pass Ultimate.
Yeah.
Then they give you a code for in the perks. They give you a code for Disney Plus.
Hmm.
Okay. Ultimate perks, all that jazz. All right, I'll give that a go. I'll try it.
And I've been working my way through, because I'm not driving as much as I used to. For those that don't know, I used to be in the car probably 6 hours a day. You know, plus at one point I had a 9.5 hour commute there and back, and I used to listen to a lot of books, a lot of podcasts.
Now, 9.5 hours.
Where
were you going?
It took 3 months for him to realise that he had stepped onto a roundabout rather than the train.
I tell you what, in actual fact, in Birmingham, he was probably just going to South Birmingham, wasn't he, from North?
No, it was basically, I was working down in Uxbridge, just outside Heathrow, and to get the train, I had to leave at, it's 4:45 in the morning to get in for 9:30.
Yep.
I get the train, drive to the station.
How long ago was that?
That was a few years ago. The Sunday Times wrote an article about me, the Sunday Times magazine. I'll send you a PDF of it, Pete. I had a journalist follow me, arrive at my house and follow me down and take photos of me. It's like being a celebrity. It was 9.5 hours a day.
How did that person get to know that you were doing that journey?
Twitter. So one of his researchers put out a call for, does anyone have a commute from hell? Right. So I just happened to answer. And next thing, and I'm in his book. He wrote a book, Sunday Times best-selling book, and there's a whole chapter about me.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah.
Wow.
So
get that and sign it. I've looked in here somewhere in the man cave.
I've got it around. Yeah.
Obscure references to Gamers Monthly sort of thing.
So I listen to, I've cut down on podcasts, mainly from a podcast point of view, listen to, I'm back into my Warhammer 40,000 tabletop gaming. So I listen to a few of those shows. But from an audio point of view, I listen as I go around the house, or, you know, if I'm tidying or just doing work around the house, or, you know, running around, whatever. So a book takes quite a while to listen to.
See, I hear it when things pop into my head, Phil. You do know the video from Queen, I Want to Break Free.
Yes, that is like that.
And you're dressed in the mini skirt with the top, yeah. And we thought, the first time that looks sexy with a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. I just imagine. Oh, no. No. Okay, let's.
I've been listening to, or I've just finished, book 7 in the After It Happened series. It's by Devon C. Ford, and it's narrated by the fantastic R.C. Bray.
It's a zombie job, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Oh.
So this is... very apt. Very apt for the moment. So it's after a world event where a... basically a plague, like COVID, kills off a good 98% of the population. It's set in Britain, so that's quite a change. And it's about a group of survivors coming together. And it's very, very good. No zombies at all.
Okay.
It's, after it happened. You know, there's nothing fantastical about it.
Am I listening to this? No.
It's very, very good. So highly recommended. There's 9 books in total. 7 and 8 aren't narrated by R.C. Bray because they're about a female character and what happens with her. And I've just got book 9, which brings everything together. He basically wrote, it sounds like he wrote books 1 to 6. And then through the fact it was so popular, he wrote a couple of extra books at the end that sort of tie up loose ends and have untold stories. But very good.
Now, in that book, is there... R.C. Bray's one of the narrators? Is there several narrators in it?
No. R.C. Bray narrates books 1 to 6.
Okay.
A lady books reads 7 and 8. And then I think it's back to R.C. Bray for book 9. I haven't listened to it yet.
Because there's one I was listening to not so long ago. What was it called? Darn it. I wish I'll have to find it out for next week. I'll have to go on it. But he is one of the narrators. And there's been a few books he's done. And there's about 6 narrators. And each are a character. And it's in this particular one, something like this happens. But 80% of the world's population just disappears.
This is the definitely dead. So it's having to deal with bodies.
Okay. Cool. And looked that up after it happened, written it down. Okay, good.
Very good. And finally, I've been I don't know whether it's part of a coping mechanism or whatever, and I'll come on to the game in particular later, which is Sea of Thieves. But I've been watching a lot of Twitch streamers and some Twitch streamers in particular for Sea of Thieves. And they're just the support they get from Rare as a company is crazy.
Wow. Okay.
From a community point of view, it is absolutely brilliant. And the quality of streaming is great. There's one guy who dresses up as Jack Sparrow 3 days a week and does his whole stream. Does his whole stream as Jack Sparrow, and he's actually really, really good.
Does he wash the uniform though? Like the I've got a thing about hygiene, and I don't know. I'd have to ask that question.
When did that start? It takes him a couple of hours to get to get all the makeup and everything on every day. And I mean, he's making a living out of it.
Well,
he is really good, and the community around him and this group of streamers is absolutely superb. I mean, really, really good.
Okay.
Called Rob Raven. I know you laugh, but...
No, for laughing, Rob Raven, but I'm sorry.
And he's a very good impressionist as well. He does lots of other impressions and sings sea shanties and... all sorts. It's brilliant.
So what other impressions does he do, Phil? Does he change? Like quick change act? I mean, if he's...
Well, when he's doing he does a couple of days a week as Jack Sparrow, and then the other days is as himself, but people pay bits or whatever where it is in Twitch world for him to do specific impressions. I don't know why you find it so funny, Pete.
But is like, is it like a Sean Connery thing, or
he does Sean Connery, he does Christopher Walken, he does
Greg DeLacy.
He does Greg DeLacy. He's all around. It's really good. It's really entertaining, and I've got high standards.
Okay,
I don't just watch any shit. Watching Love Island or anything like that.
For those of you not watching, Pete has we've lost Pete in the tears and the giggles here. He was tickled. Even zombie Elon Musk is smiling at this one now. So.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Have anyway, any of you seen the new Bond?
No. Okay. Not yet. I want to.
I'm not going to spoil it, but I went, it was a bank holiday in southern Mexico last week, and I supported my brethren as much as I could, and in the evening we went off to see Bond with myself and a couple of the boys. It's a long movie, and I have to say it is the perfect farewell to our current
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, really is perfect farewell to him. So no spoilers or anything there, but it's fantastic, and all of the, again a bit like Free Guy. There are so many little extra things from previous Bond movies in that film. It's fantastic. From the very minute, from the soundtrack opening up, We Have All the Time in the World started playing from Her Majesty's Secret Service. From that. So people that aren't Bond fans or impressionists won't know that stuff. Miss Moneypenny. And pretty
Phil,
much,
Phil. Sorry, Robin. What was that guy's name again?
It was
Rob Raven.
Rob Raven.
Okay. And pretty much everything apart from, and it probably is in it somewhere. A white Lotus Elite was probably every Bond car that there has been is pretty much been in was in that movie. So pretty cool. Love it. It was very, very good, touching, brilliant, and yeah, I recommend if you're a Bond fan, you got to go and see it. On the other side of the spectrum, then just yesterday we took Jasmine to her first ever cinema experience at 3.5 years old. She had a bag of popcorn that was almost as big as her as she sat in the cinema, and we went to see a murderer narrating a baby character. We sent Boss Baby 2, and I was very, very wanted to make sure that nobody was pointing anything at me when I was watching that movie. No, Boss Baby 2 is more of the same. Okay, but it was very interesting bringing Jasmine along. I was hoping that I could have got a nap for an hour and a half or 2 hours, but I ended up watching a bit of it. So, and then because it's Halloween, we brought the boys together last night, and every year, because they're quite young, they want to watch a horror movie. So last year it wasn't the Amityville Horror, was it Amityville? It was something mediocre that way. But we got the Resident Evil, the first Resident Evil movie with Mila Mgluguzovic, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it's a gory sort of thing. It's not really a horror movie, but enough to scare a kid. But it was a good night. Audiobook wise, Firefly. This group, I'm listening to the Generations one right now, and there's this guy, the narrator's a fella called James Anderson Foster, and he gets the voice and the characters so well. It feels like the TV series. It's like miniature episodes, you know, they're maybe 2 or 3 or 4 hours long, each one of these little stories. I mentioned it before, but I highly recommend it. It just feels like Firefly. New stories, really, really, really feels good. By the way, did any of you get this yet? I mean, did you apply? Does everybody in the UK get £100 to spend for their local? Are you not getting that?
No.
£100 for what?
So everyone in Northern Ireland, every adult over 18 could apply there a few weeks ago to get a £100 credit card, cash card. To spend, the idea is spend local. So COVID.
Nothing. If they'd have done that over by me, there wouldn't have been any applications left to give.
So Judith's got one. I've got one. Joshua, my son's got one. Glenn's going to get one.
But there's only There's only 10 people that live in Northern Ireland. If I did it over here, it'd be all over.
Yeah. That's kind of... Well, it's 1.8 million That's people.
Wicked. I think they talked about it. But
a million people times 100.
No one would buy local. Or
at least
they'd just be buying...
Anything. I don't know. I'm going to buy something, and we're going to put our money together. I'm going to maybe buy another nice picture or some nice art.
That's cool. That is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Look, so I wanted to talk a wee bit about the last couple of weeks. I wasn't on last week because it was Glenn's birthday and some other stuff going on. But there was stuff that I, because I've been so busy of late, and I used to do a lot of day trading on stocks, I haven't had the time. And yes, I'm still trading, but it's longer trades, longer term stuff. Not doing as much buying and selling. But my beloved, godlike person, Donald John Trump, was starting a social media platform, yep. And they started a thing called a SPAC, and a SPAC, a SPAC. And a SPAC, what a SPAC is it's a group of investors come together and they gather lots of money and they haven't quite decided what they're going to do with it yet. But the idea is that they're going to form a secondary company to set or buy a company that's a social media platform as a competitor to Twitter. And of course, this was immediately going to be a viral sensation, just like Squid Game, that sort of idea. Everybody's talking about it. So, of course, the IPO, or when the stock was launched at $9, was immediately it was going to be bought by everybody on the little trading 212 and Robinhood and eToro and anybody at all. Even if they didn't know what about it, they were going to do it to buy these stocks. Now, it launched at $9 and I bought some. I spent, it was about $1,600 dollars. I spent $1,600 and I bought at $16. I got in at $16 and later on that day I bought 100 shares and I sold 50 at $84, and then later on in the afternoon I sold the other 50 at $185, or approximately 13 Jeez. For £13,000, and that was kind of cool. And then the price now, it went down, but it's sitting around 70 at the moment. And what is going to happen is then over the next month or so, there will be this new company will be formed. And this will be an unbelievably up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down stock. And until he's president again, it'll keep on going up and up and up and up and up. And now, if he doesn't win the presidency again, it'll go down and it'll fail completely, probably. But The build to 2024 comes, this is just, there's nowhere else that this goes but up. It's always going to be challenged. It's amazing. It's like good versus evil in stocks right now, and people trying to put it down and up. It's unbelievable how, I've never seen anything like this before. Anyway, so we made a good bit of money there. That was fantastic. And that was on the 22nd of October. On the 25th, there was this other stuff that's been going on in the background, which is electronic currencies, so your tokens and your Ethereums and Bitcoin and all of that sort of stuff. And I've always stayed away from Bitcoin. I really haven't done anything, but I was feeling kind of cool. I'd made a bob or two, and there was all this again, this talk, the media talk about Dogecoin, which our wonderful zombie Elon Musk likes, and then there's this other one called Shiba Inu. Which is like the two are against each other. These are meme stocks. And I took a punt and I spent $2,500 on approximately 60 million Shiba Inu shares. And now these cost 0.00004 sorry. It was 2.7 or whatever. Anyway, it's minute amounts of a dollar. That they cost. Anyway, there was a big rush on the Shiba Inu stock, so I literally bought them on the 25th, and with the idea to hold on to them for a while. But on the 27th, they spiked because of all the talk, and they went up from 41 cents to 0.00081 cents. And I made a quick 5,000 on those as well. So that's just pure luck and blind stupidity that I got there. So yeah, that's been a pretty good sort of 10 days or so of stock trading. And I guess it was because I was kind of off a wee bit and a bit of time and did this. So I've taken some of that and put some of that away in standard accounts, but I've went in and I've split a good majority of that in my long holding stocks. So the stuff that I buy, you know, there's some extra Microsoft and some Facebook and so there's about 10 stocks that I have long term stuff that I just put a wee bit into all the time. But that was kind of cool.
That's one word for it.
But it's terrifying to think, you know, something like some of that DWAC, which is the Trumpy business thing, that, you know, I was there with $1,600 and made 13. And the people that are there were dropping, like, you know, buying $100,000 or $1 million. Yeah. What those people made in the space of a few hours, it's unbelievable to even think about it. So yeah, I had good fun. That was good fun. And I've bought a bit more Dodge. I've dropped again. The Shiba Inu has dropped, and I've bought some of it as well. I've bought some Bitcoin and some Ethereum, and they're just parked now. And I'll add a wee bit every now and again, and because I think definitely Bitcoin, especially, I think some of these, the Shiba Inu and the Doge are odd, but I think Ethereum and Bitcoin are especially Bitcoin are here to stay. I think that will be a way that we'll be thinking about paying for stuff or something very similar in a few years' time. Just like PayPal is just, I'll PayPal it to you now. No, it's not the same thing, but it was a big step to PayPal money to someone 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
So Bitcoin, where, how do you want it? Bitcoin or money or whatever? And there's companies like Coinbase and the little Coinbase app make it so easy to pay someone by it or convert it into real money or whatever, and it's available to everyone now. So that's just I just find it all very interesting. It's all kind of cool. So that's what I've been up to. Apart, you know, just busy. I'm away a bit this week again. I've got the big job. The guy that I accidentally didn't hang up on, and if you remember, so his big job starts to go in tomorrow. And it'll be completed the next couple of weeks.
I don't know how you got away with it.
I don't know either. I just owned an up to it, I think.
It's Robin.
Yeah, I just owned
an up. You could drop from a great height, land in a massive pile of shit, and come out smelling the roses, couldn't you?
Yeah, but you should see the bodies. I do get there, but you should see the bodies to the left and to the right of me, man.
Fuck you, man. I just don't know how you do.
All right, Tony.
Anyway, so Pete, you're getting ready for your birthday in your big Durex jumper tonight. So, what is that? What's happening, man?
I'm watching Rob Raven right at the minute. I'm gonna just put the hood on.
Oh dear.
Let's go, Brandon.
I'm just gonna watch. I've been watching Rob Raven right for the past 5 minutes while you've been good on about winning millions, right? And he's all right, actually, isn't he?
He is. You were laughing.
No, I was laughing because I just can't believe this guy dresses up as Jack Sparrow for like 3 days a week. Man, that's hilarious. But anyway, I wasn't laughing at you, Phil. I was just laughing at the concept of that guy just dressing up and doing what he does 3 times a week. That's cool. Anyway, I've got a new car. Well, I say a new car. I've got a car now. It's not new. It's secondhand. But I've got a car now, so I've not got to worry about paying a premium on a higher car, which the accident wasn't my fucking fault to begin with, and I was having to pay an insurance premium just so I didn't have to pay anything out if the car got damaged with the courtesy car.
No!
So that's gone. I know, man. It's just robbery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hire the girls.
So they're all right, yeah. Shell's still off work. Believe it or not, she's suffered a lot, really, from that accident. Kira's all right. She's bounced back. She's only 23. She's young, isn't she? She's And I'll tell you what really pisses you off is when like the physio says, "Oh yeah, it's because of your age, Shell." And she gets really fucking antsy about it. She gets So I try and keep out of the way every time she sees a physio because she really pisses her off. So
it's nasty. I mean, I had a crash. Someone went into the back of me a couple of years ago, and I still get issues. I had physio and everything. I still get issues with my neck.
Oh dear.
Yeah. from Whiplash, and I had God knows how many weeks of physio paid for by the insurance, but still get issues now with just it being stiff. And you know, if I look up too much, or I'm, you know, sitting wrong, my neck gets quite stiff. I mean, I'm a lot older, but you know, at some point it'll be the only bit of getting stiff, I suppose.
Not necessarily. I know a few places where you could go to help you with that. I don't want to share some out because they don't even sponsor the show, so fuck them at the minute. So anyway, I've got a car. It's big as well. It's got like heated seats, and it's an estate. I've not had an estate in ages. So like going from my little Citroen C1 to an estate is something else. It's like parking a tank. It's hard work. I got a car. I got some paint as well.
You put a mattress in the back of it, Pete.
There's a dog cushion.
Doggy
that's not,
style.
That's not any reference to Shell at all. I don't. Before you even go there, right?
Jesus, Shell, don't listen to this podcast.
No,
don't.
It's for the dog, right? We can put him somewhere. Let's now. Go, we don't have Brandon. To put him in the footwell of the car. What was that?
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh. So it's we could just whack the dog in the back of the car instead of the footwell now.
Go whack the dog in the back of the car.
Anyway, move on. I've had a lunch date this week with Shell. I had a couple of days off.
Afternoon tea.
And we had afternoon dinner date, and it was lovely. It was nice. It was a cocktail bar. We had a nice lunch, and we had a few cocktails, and it was good. But we couldn't stay long because Shell started to creak, and she was like saying she was in pain. She was just like, right, I got to go. We're off. So we got a taxi back. Everything seems to be leaking this week, apart from my pants.
It's your age, mate. It is your age.
What?
It's your age.
What do you mean?
Once you pass 42, you start to leak.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you're like, you know, you shake it, and you shake it, and you shake it, and you shake it, and you put a wee bit of paper on it and stuff, and then fucking you put it back in your pants, and then 30 seconds later, you got the wee trouble. It's terrible.
I'll call them wet pennies in the pocket, but I don't get that. I don't get that problem yet. I'm fine with that. But the thing I'm scared of when I grow older is saggy balls. I really, really hate that thought. But anyway, so everything leaking is basically... Oh, fuck it. We've had loads of roofing work done at our place. And fuck, I don't know what it is, but there just seems to be the odd little leak here and there. And it's really, really getting on my nerves. I feel like I'm phoning the contractors up, or electrics blow, or something's just breaking all the time. Whether it's at work or at home, something's just always breaking, and I'm just had enough of it. And it's the worst season now, winter, where all the rain comes. And, I'm bloody sick of it. But anyway, it's my birthday tomorrow. I ain't really doing anything. I'll go to Mum and Dad's. I said I'd pop round for a little bit just to say hello, show me face, get a card.
Your birthday.
I don't seem that bothered about my birthday this year.
It's 42, not, man.
I wasn't bothered last year. I don't know. It's not good.
As you get older, it just seems to roll into one. You know, it's not like when you're a kid.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. When you're a kid, you had, you know, big presents and everything. But as you get older, they get smaller and smaller. And it ends up being stuff that you needed for the house, or, you know, it's...
Well, you're saying that, Phil, socks. Right? No, I've not had socks now. I've got loads of socks. I'll get them at Christmas. So I've had my first ever gaming chair. And now I don't know where... It's not like... I don't know whether it's like a designer range or whatever. I don't know. I ain't into gaming chairs, to be fair. I don't know the brands because I've never had one before. But I've had a gaming chair today, and it's got like an orange trim, and it's got a neck rest. And Shell said she couldn't hide it from me today because it was just in too much of a big of a box, and the DPD driver dropped by, and she couldn't carry it. So I had to just handball it into the house, and it weighs a ton. But I put it together today, and this is my birthday present, a gaming chair.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's the first one I've had, so I'm so happy with it. It's nice, it's leather, and it's
so comfortable.
Yeah, it feels really nice.
Does it have something stupid written on it, like Mark's one?
What's it say?
I don't know. Does it say? Is there something on your one that it says? I'll have to look back, but this, Mark's one says something stupid.
Oh no. No.
Is it orange for a reason? ADX.
Of course it is, because it's got orange. AIDS. It says AMF.
AIDS. ADX?
AIDS. You can't say that, Robin.
Why?
It's not right. It's not that type of show. Anyway.
Can I say the word AIDS?
Well, yeah, but it's just a tough topic, innit?
Okay, well, as I said yesterday to all my dyslexic friends, it's okay, your cock will not go black tonight. That was yesterday.
It's not nice being dyslexic, none of that. I'm dyslexic, and when he was talking about audiobooks, that's when I decided to just go on to, what's his name? Jack Sparrow? What's his name? Rob Raven? Because I just thought, I can't be bothered with this now. Anyway, in the chat, we got... Hold on!
Whoa! Your hearing would be perfect. Your hearing is not dyslexic. No, your eyes are dyslexic. If you have an audio book, it'll work.
It all makes me tired. right, so this Boomer MD5, good old Boomer's in the chat. Martin is in the chat. And who got Lord is in earlier on? It's books, Robin. It's just that's why I jumped out of the thingy-majigger. What's it called? The WhatsApp group, it just did my head in.
Dear.
I can't talk about books. As soon as I hear the word books, it just drives me nuts. That's if they changed audio books to like audio stories or something, mentally, I think I could cope with it. And I'll probably start listening to them.
All right.
Play the game, boy. You gotta learn to play it right.
All right. Phil, let's get you to work. There are new games with gold for Movember. That's when people don't shave or something, isn't that what it is?
Movember.
What have we got?
Games with gold for November. We have Moving Out, available November 1st. Kingdom Two Crowns, available November 16th. Rocket Knight, available tomorrow. And the Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes. Available November 16th, which out of all those, I think Lego Batman 2 is probably the top one there.
Mm.
PlayStation Plus for November, we have First Class Trouble for the PS4 and PS5, Kingdoms of Amalur, Re-Reckoning for the PS4, which Kim will love, Knockout City, PS4, PS5, The Persistence for PSVR, The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners for PSVR, and Until You Fall for PSVR.
Oh.
So, a few PSVR games. Twitch Prime Games for November. Dragon Age Inquisition. Control Ultimate Edition. Rise of the Tomb Raider. Rogue Heroes. Liberated. Puzzle Agent 2. Demon Hunter 2. New Chapter. Breaks Are for Losers, apparently. And Secret Files Sam Peters. And for Stadia. The Stadia Pro for November.
Yeah, Stadia Pro. Look at it. Saints Row 4.
100 Days Winemaking Simulator. Okay. Dirt 5 and Kimono Heroes.
How long does it take to play that winemaking simulator?
100 days? Epic on the Epic Games Store, we have a Dark Complete Edition and Avon Colony.
Stadia. I need to keep
Stadia.
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 Very good. Okay. All right. Well, there's free stuff that's almost free with your subscriptions and all that malarkey. Okay. Stuff that we've been playing. The only thing I've managed to play this week, apart from the stock market, is Mass Effect 3. I've came back out and played Mass Effect 3. Yeah, no, Pete, you're scrunching. Really, really good. Still loving it. Looks good. Actually, I played through it so fast before. I don't remember some of this stuff. I don't remember the stuff that I'm on right now. So I'm on the big space station. Christ, what's it called? It has the nightclub in it, and I'm fighting my way through all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. It is. It's good. So
Is this the remastered version?
Yeah,
that
yeah,
you're playing?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so it looks good, sounds good. I only got about an hour or so, hour and a half of time this week, but I enjoyed it. I have been pumping my way like mad on my Fit XLR, XR. You should see me out there. I was there this morning, about 45 minutes early this morning, getting away. Boof, 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 away I went. Yeah, come off like a... I do have to take off that... When your brother was here, I didn't realize how you clipped off... I forgot how you clipped off the side band, the headband, because it was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You imagine me sweating and perspiring while working out. So I got all that sorted and clean. But even today, I had to take off the silicone cover and then the sponge and just, yeah, because this game makes you work hard, man. It makes you work hard. You have to play it with me. I think you can actually, we can duel up and
can you actually do that?
I think so now. I think you can. We can, like we can pant,
seems to be
pant
your
together.
Scores, though. Like, your scores are insane. You're doing really well.
On Fit XLR?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, you can look at my score. Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, yeah, you could compare scores. Yeah, I've noticed. Like, this, I think you can compare. I think there's a leaderboard section, and it says, when you've finished like an exercise, it'll say, "Oh, you're so and so and so." I've seen something somewhere, but
I get angry with it. I get myself angry with that because there's the game part of you have to punch, okay? And there's generally it's the advanced ones that I do, so they come at you hot, you know, and maybe it's. I'll do a couple of 15-minute ones, or today I think I've done 25-minute and a 15. So you're punching forward, jabbing, and then you're doing sides, and then your uppercuts, and then now the advanced ones, you punch down as well in those, which are, I don't like the punching down. Don't like the punching down stuff. Anyway, so then there's these fake people on the leaderboard. Now, there's a multiplayer that people can join in. I've never managed to get anybody in it. I actually don't fancy it. Panting and puffing with strangers that way. It's like one of Greg's parties. But you're always trying... So you get a... What do you call it? Like a... Oh, when you do things in multiples. A streak. So you get your streaks. So if you hit perfect hits... So I think I got my streak of like over 1,000 or 1,100 today.
Yeah,
perfect hits. You know, that the sort of thing. Poof, poof. And
I think that's the other thing that I've seen, the streaks as well, and I've looked at yours and gone, how have you done that? Yeah, that's nuts.
And I'm sort of, I'm fighting the robots. I'm sure they're maybe real people where they were doing it, but it's not live with me sort of thing. But you're fighting to get to the top of the leaderboard and trying to get that bonus streak thing as well. And I get angry. This one, and I punch harder. So you score with, you get extra points with your streaks. How fast you punch and how hard you punch, it's rated as well, so that helps your multiplier. It gamifies the exercise, I suppose. And I'm now paying a little subscription. And every week there are new workouts and new tunes and stuff like that, which is cool. But I like it. It seems to be working. Well, sensible eating and some exercise seems to be working for me. And
well, you can get used to the exercises, can't you? The routines.
Yeah.
So I think it's good that you change up.
Yeah. So for me, going to the gym is not really an option time-wise. Just, So I can quickly throw this thing on, you know, go into one of the West Wing and into one of the spare rooms and away I go. And I'll spend my half hour, three quarters of an hour and a shower and I'm ready to go again. So it's... It's a nice quick workout and seems to work really, really well. So that's what I've been at. Phil, you've been away for a while. What have you been playing?
Yeah, so a couple of games I've been playing over the last couple of months. So, firstly, The Artful Escape. Now, I don't know if you've played this. I think this is possibly my game of the year contender.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I absolutely loved this game. It's a hard one to describe. You're basically playing the nephew of a dead Bob Dylan type person, and everyone expects this your character to be like it, like their uncle. And it's a side-scrolling platformer almost that gets very psychedelic, and you run along playing a guitar, an electric guitar, in time to things and strumming it. And as you jump, you're playing the guitar. It's the most joyful game I've played in years.
Nice.
It is absolutely amazing. It looks stunning. Think Beatles Yellow Submarine on, you know,
Aura
speed. Yeah, it is absolutely
squirrel
amazing. It sounds fantastic. When you
Michael Jackson,
you occasionally you come up against bosses where you have to do almost like Simon Says, repeat the button presses in the right order, but it's all music, lovely. And the sound design is absolutely stunning. You feel, you know, it just as it plays the chords and it builds up in this huge crescendo. It just sounds amazing, and it possibly came to me at the right time when I needed it. But the game I recommend it to everyone.
Okay.
It's just absolutely amazing.
Is it all like a side scroller that just?
Yes, it's a side scroller. There's, you know, various different things that you have to do. Not really puzzles, but tasks and things, and people you speak to, and you get sent into other dimensions to play with, you know, enormous octopuses and aliens and all sorts. It is just brilliant. It's just a really, really lovely game that feels fantastic.
A lot of the scenery just reminds me of Ori. It's really bright coloured and very, very crisp. It looks innately done. Cool. Yeah.
And the sound design for me is brilliant. And you're looking now, and as you're sliding down hills, and as you jump, you press X to give an extra strum, extra strum of the air guitar, and it's superb, really, really nice game.
Is this on Game Pass, Phil? Or
this is on Game Pass. Yeah.
Nice.
So the next game I've been playing is I Am a Fish, which again is on Game Pass, and I collect the Microsoft reward points every month to get my Game Pass Ultimate. And with Game Pass, they set you different challenges. And if you have the app on your phone, you get points. Once a month, you get points if you download 5 games. So I just randomly pick 5 very small download games, set them to download, and occasionally I'll pop into them to have a quick look. See what it's like.
It's Nemo.
This is, you basically play a fish or a number of fish trying to get back to their friends, and you roll around for some of it in a goldfish bowl. So it's almost like the marble games. Remember the marble games where you're balancing a marble along a small
marble
narrow
madness.
Passage? Mm. Yeah, like Marble Madness. But this is going through attics or going along guttering or across building sites or across roads and not making sure that cars don't hit you and smash the bowl and everything. Again, really nice game. I think it's a British developer.
It's cute.
Got some real heart to it. Looks lovely and has that sort of puzzle challenge as well, where you're trying to balance on various things and not fall to your death. Lovely game. It took me about an hour to do the first fish, I suppose, because there's 5 fish, then they're all split up from the pet shop, and it's them trying to get back together. Really lovely game.
Oh, he's not dead. Okay, I thought he was dead there. Okay, yeah, for me. Cool.
Bill, could you explain something to me?
Yeah.
You know, when you say that you use all of these rewards to pay for your ultimate. Now, I don't know anything about this. So,
right.
Give us an insight.
Okay, so ultimate is, you know, obviously it's £11 a month.
Yeah.
Unless you are lucky enough to have the pounds offer and get, you know, get your 2 years free, like everyone else seems to have done, which I missed out on. I pay on it for a monthly basis. So you can get points, Microsoft reward points, for searching, using Bing as your search engine. They set daily challenges. So if you search, you know, you can get 90 points, for example, for just searching, and 3 points a search, which I've set Bing to my search engine. I get that every day. There's different things for going to different pages, 10 points, etc. Yeah. And then on Game Pass itself, and on the Xbox, there's Xbox rewards. And for doing certain things, like playing a Game Pass game every day, you get 10 points. Opening the Game Pass app on your phone, you get 10 points. They'll set things like, you know, play Resident Evil, for example. You get 250 points. You get, you know, pick 5 things up in such and such a game. That's another 100 points. And that adds up. You need 12,000 points a month to pay for your Game Pass.
For me. Okay.
It's not easy sometimes, but they'll have, every so often, they'll have, there's daily things, and they'll have monthly treasure, or they'll give away 2,000 points for you know, just looking at an advert for a game. Or
it's funny you should say that, because this is something I've been looking into quite a bit, this type of style of thing, Phil. I see that, and every now and again I get an extra fiver and I go and buy a game or put it towards a game. But this is the entry into getting used to crypto gaming, which is you earn cryptocurrency or real money for doing certain things. And you're doing it. This is crypto gaming. You're earning real money in terms of Xbox Live. And that could be a cryptocurrency. And that's the same sort of thing here, to get you to play something popular. Fortnite is another one of those things where they get the battle pass. You're buying these electronic only good for the game things, and yeah, it's a really interesting whole field of gaming.
Is, and you can use it. You can use the points for different things. You can get points for Starbucks or
Marcy's
voucher, for various different things. You can save them up and spend them in the Microsoft store. So I know people have just been saving them for years and ended up buying an Xbox with them. You know, so for the last year and a half, 2 years, I've paid for Game Pass twice.
Brilliant.
So it's been 2 months where I haven't achieved the points. And that's probably because I've been off, you know, on holiday or something, or, you know, haven't started. But that's how I, you know, at the moment, that's how I pay for my Game Pass Ultimate.
Brilliant.
That's crazy.
And it leads me to, you know, it leads me to games like these.
Yeah, okay. You know? So what about the Procession to Calvary? Please. Let me know what it is.
Procession.
My God.
Procession to Calvary, it's like again.
Monty Python.
It is. It's like Monty Python. It's you know, the sort of collage effect things. It's quite funny. I've only played it for about half an hour now. I'm going to go back to it. But it's like they've taken the collage effect animation.
Oh, God, I've got to read that. Sorry, it is Monty Python. It is. This guy, what happened to your leg?
Brilliant.
And it describes he got bitten by a pine marten. Anyway, sorry, okay.
Yeah, Pilch in the chat is agreeing. He's saying it is like Monty Python. It's really funny. Again, it's slightly puzzles. You have to do certain things in certain orders.
Oh, brilliant.
But the conversations you have with people are just hilarious. Really, really good. Click it is a, you know.
And this is Game Pass as well.
Yeah, Game Pass as well.
Flat me, it just keeps on giving. It really does. Very good.
Definitely want to, even if it's just to play for an hour or two, is good fun.
Excellent.
Yeah, so Game Pass again, Back for Blood, dropped into that. I'm a bit on the fence on this one.
Okay.
And I think it's probably because I haven't played it with
group of people.
Friends.
Yeah.
It is virtually exactly the same as Left 4 Dead. I mean, I wouldn't even say there's a graphics update, to be honest.
Really? Okay.
It's, you know, very much pills here, ammo here. Running around, you still get the same sort of clipping between characters, you know, as you pass through characters. It's good fun, and I can see, you know, it being good for, you know, extra life and that sort of thing.
Great. There was four of you together. I'm going to say three.
Yeah.
But four, when you get four of you together, yeah. Just brilliant fun. It was good night's crack.
And yeah, and they use a card system as well for upgrades, and it's good fun. It's good fun, and I think it's more. It is very much a social, not playing with randoms, actually playing with people you know and can have a laugh with, and a giggle. But it's doing well. It's doing very well at the moment. It's you know, breaking records and selling well outside of Game Pass. I think it was a really smart smart move by Microsoft to get that onto it.
Okay.
One of the things I'm noticing with my Xbox One X is that I'm probably saving money on heating at the moment. Because virtually every game sounds like the Xbox is going to take off and the fan is going absolutely crazy. Just constantly, it sounds like an aircraft about to take off or a hairdryer.
So it's which model is this, right?
This is the One X.
The One X, the new one.
One X. So, okay. Especially for the larger games. So I dropped into Phoenix Point, which I know Greg's enjoying. And you wouldn't have thought, looking at Phoenix Point, it looks fine. But when you compare it to, say, XCOM or something like that, you wouldn't say, oh, yeah, this is next gen necessarily. Certainly from an Xbox One X point of view. But the fan is so loud. Oh, yeah. And it really ramps up. And it got to the point where it was too, you know, I wasn't wearing headphones, but it was too distracting for actually playing. The time is getting close. I don't have space where in my TV unit for a Series X, unfortunately. Oh. So it's more than likely going to be an S that I go for.
Okay,
Phil, you'll be over the moon with it. It's fine. Yeah. You're downloading a lot of games off Game Pass, and mine is just a dream.
Yeah,
wicked.
Talking of downloading, actually, and talking of Game Pass, I don't know if you tried the new beta testing for the xCloud on console.
No. Yeah.
So this is brilliant for the games rewards, the Xbox rewards. So they're now doing xCloud on the console itself. So you don't need to download the game to play it.
Graphics
quality is slightly less.
Yeah, yeah.
Only slightly. But if you want to try console, a game out, okay. You know, if you haven't got fast internet speeds, or your downloads take a long time, or you know, you want to just quickly flick through a couple of games to try before downloading them, it's brilliant. It works. You're playing a game within seconds, and you know, I've done that a number of times with some of the Resident Evil. I knew I wasn't going to play the full game. I just played it on xCloud through the Xbox to pick up five things and got the rewards.
They got some clever people over at that Microsoft company. It'll catch on someday.
Yeah, they do. And I've been playing, I mean, the last game I want to talk about, Sea of Thieves, I've been playing that on xCloud on my laptop.
Wow.
And
huh? But can you not get like the PC version on your laptop?
No, my laptop, until recently, my laptop hasn't been powerful enough. And I've just managed to get it working and see if these works. So the PC version works very well. But until recently, I've been using xCloud to play it.
Of course, because you don't need a powerful PC because you're streaming it.
Yeah, it's still a bit, xCloud is still a bit dodgy. It's absolutely fine on the Xbox, but I constantly get network, a little icon that comes up and says network issues, and it, you know, it almost refreshes the screen. And bearing in mind that sometimes I'll be streaming from the Xbox downstairs because I'm trying different ways to get a good connection.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've got 500 meg internet. You know, my upload speed is, you know, probably 30, 40. So it's not as if I've got bad network. But it's still in beta, and it's, you know, it's still a bit buggy.
Greg's company has been doing a study of late for like a marketing study on people's Wi-Fi, for especially with households in America. And generally one of the things that I was reading part of it there, that one of the things that affects internet connections and Wi-Fi, especially in houses, is your hair. If people with hair have better Wi-Fi. So that would make perfect sense, these guys.
It would, you know. That's why, obviously, Pete and my Wi-Fi must be that and Mark's.
Yeah. See, it's his, all that money that Greg charges for these things that he does, totally justified.
But yes, finally, Sea of Thieves is my is what I've been playing a lot of.
Game of the Millennium.
Huge, huge amount of. It is absolutely brilliant. The last season was A Pirate's Life. So they had some, Rare did a partnership with Disney to bring in the Pirates of the Caribbean. And there's a whole lot of story missions that you can go on. And it is fantastic. If you've ever been to Disneyland or Disney World and been on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, the first or most of the stories and the tall tales, they call them, for that, it is like being on the ride again. They've got the same, it's not obviously not the same person because it's a good 50 years old, but the guy saying dead men tell no tales in a sort of spooky voice, and the music's there. They recreate all the things that you see in the ride. And the story itself, the acting and the animation and just the general feel of it is absolutely fantastic.
It's not Rob Raven guy, no?
It's not, actually. Actually, Rob Raven does a better version of Jack Sparrow than the guy that they got to do it. But it's,
so tell it's, me, look, because it's been a real while, and it's one of those ones we keep on saying, you've got to go back to it, got to go back to it. But is it the sort of game that you can quite happily play by yourself now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So there's enough story stuff to do. Yeah,
it's more difficult because no one's watching your back. So Sea of Thieves, that don't know, is an open world game. The servers have only 6 ships, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when those ships can turn up out of the blue, if you're on an island somewhere, you know, doing a treasure hunt or killing skeletons or various different things, and there's no one watching your back, before you know it, your ship's been sunk. Because it is literally, you turn your back and people will steal your stuff.
Pirates.
And recently, because of the Pirate's Life, it's brought in a lot of new players. They've just celebrated 25 million people playing.
Wow.
Which for Rare, you know, is fantastic. And you can just feel the love and care that the company have put into it. It's a fantastic game. I can't, you know, I can't say enough about it. Absolutely love it. It's frustrating, and I think the big thing is, and it took me a while to get to the point where I'm not. I used to get really upset if I'd spent, or angry if I'd spent 3 hours, for example, doing various different things, loading up my ship with gold and jewels and things, and then someone would go and sink my ship and kill me and steal all my loot. And as someone said to me, you know, it's not, don't get too upset, it's just loot. I've now got millions of gold.
Yeah.
You know, that you spend on various cosmetic things. It's about, you know, you enjoying yourself of those 2 to 3 hours doing all the missions and everything. You know, just because someone comes along and sinks you for the hell of it, don't let that get to you. Because some people are on there just to sink ships, and you actually get rewarded for sinking other people's ships. It's a great game, and it's good fun. I play it solo most of the time. Occasionally I'll go into open play, which allows people to join your ship. I've had mixed results with that, but with a crew that everyone's talking to each other, on a big galleon, it's superb.
Good fun.
Really good
fun. The time we played it together, it was really good fun.
And the game's changed enormously since then. Okay. It's the amount of content that they've added to it over the years is just ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
And it's changed an enormous amount.
Needs a visit back. Bodie McBoatface. Oh, get out there. Okay. Good. As well, you've been at it well. Some really interesting stuff there. So thanks, Phil. Pete, you've been you've been doing stuff, playing games. Resident Evil, you finished off. You've lots of victory achieves in there.
Yeah, I've like I said, I've got my gaming mojo back, and I've just been chipping in when I can. Did you know that there's 42 dots on a pair of dice? I'm just reading into this. But anyway. Yeah, I've been playing Resident Evil. I've completed
42. That's not the right what I'm talking about, but okay. I'm glad you're researching.
Yeah, I'm looking into it. I've played Resident Evil. I don't know. I wasn't blown away by that game, to be honest with you. It wasn't the Resident Evil that I played as a young lad. It's a good story and stuff, but I don't know. It just didn't get me. There were some challenging parts to it. It's still got that element of, like, you know, when you're really struggling for ammo and you've got to craft a lot of stuff, and you're constantly having to continue on some parts that you're struggling to beat. And, you know, there were some parts in the game that were like that, but it still wasn't like the good old Resident Evil days. But I'm tempted to buy, is it Village? I still haven't got it yet. I'm tempted to buy it, but for part of the Game Pass subscription, it's, you know, it's worth downloading and having a go at.
Okay.
I played Marvel Avengers. Excuse me. I played Marvel Avengers, and I think I'm still in the first part of that game. It's quite big, actually, and I don't know. It these type of games, right? Whether it's this Marvel Avengers, Spider-Man, it just feels like you can go through the game and ammo's there, your health's generated really quickly, and you can get everything you want to. It's quite easy, and all you have to do is just press X or square or just a combination of the both, and you're just driven by the story. I feel like there's no skill to the game. I'm probably going to get a lot of, like...
No, I hear it shiny, is pretty light. Pretty light.
Huh?
I hear it's pretty It's pretty light as far as
yeah.
the game is concerned. Looks good, but not a lot of content.
Yeah.
Like Greg.
I found that. There was a lot of, you know, press X to complete the next 10 moves.
Yeah. And Even just going to pick things up, you know, you have to hold X to pick a collectible up, which is a comic, and you're there for 3 seconds. Now, 3 seconds might not seem like a long time, but when you're doing it over and over and over again, throughout a game. It just feels like they're stretching it out just with just a small minor things that just really, I don't know, it's just annoying. I'm going to finish it, I think, just to see the end of the story. I don't know why. I was half tempted to uninstall it the other day, and then my son started to play it, and it was only when they said bastard that I thought I'd best turn it off. I didn't realise it got that language in until it got to that scene, and I was like, oh, Christ, okay. But he was kind of enjoying it, smashing shit up, and but I don't know. It's not bowled me over, that game. One game it has, though, and I've mentioned it before, It Takes Two. I played this with Shell last night again, where I thought we was at the end of this game. And I don't know, man, this game just seems to go on and on and on.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Huge.
It's bloody good. It is huge. I've got to the four pieces of paper now that I need to collect, and we collected the first one last night. I thought we were really at the end of the game. I thought that we got like maybe just like the level and then a boss level or something, but no, there's four other parts, and that first part was enormous, and we were like, we were just taken aback that it was just been going on. But Shell absolutely loves this game, and I'm enjoying watching her enjoying playing video games. So it's really like, yeah, I'm really enjoying that game. It's well worth it. Well worth the money.
And it's good that you're having the time together and enjoying it together as well.
Yeah. Another game I've tried today actually. I didn't play it for too long, and maybe that might be the thing that I did wrong. But Hell Let Loose.
Okay.
It's basically World War II. So it's a tactical first person shooter, and it's really, really complicated. So it's an online game. It reminds me of Battlefield, but with really, really mint graphics to a degree. It's sound. The sound is unbelievable. When you're running through all of the environment, every different thing that you're running on, whether it's through water, through a puddle, whether it's through bushes, jumping over a wall, the sound is just absolutely mint.
So,
but
is it free to play or something? Or what's the appeal against stuff that's already done?
So I downloaded this off. I think it was like a PlayStation. Like a PlayStation monthly games, like the Xbox Gold, like Xbox with Gold. So it was, I downloaded this through PlayStation, and I don't think it's available for much longer. I think it was an October game, and it just seems like you know when you start to play a game and you just think, well, everybody's just an expert at this game, and I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm way out of my league. It feels like that. There's tactical communication between you can opt yourself to be a commander, you can opt yourself to be in the artillery, a medic, whether it's artillery and all these different things, and you can put yourself into a rank basically, and everybody has to listen to the commander, and then you've got your own team captain, and it just feels like you have to listen to what their commands are.
Okay.
And it's really, really, it's like a very professional Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's like a simulation almost, isn't it? It's very realistic. It's not arcadey at all.
No, not at all. No, and being like really, really new to the game, I've never played it before. Being a complete noob, when you go on it, they treat you like shit. People do, because you just, you know, there's no great introduction into the game. The tutorial, well, there isn't pretty much anything to get you going. The writing's so small on the screen, so you need to go to Specsavers to get
42
to understand all of the writing on it. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it just don't introduce a newbie to the game that well. So if you've played this game for some time, It came out in 2019. If you played this game for some time, and I don't know whether there's a series of these of these games at all. I don't know. This is just something that I just downloaded that as part of like the PlayStation monthly games, and
okay,
I just deleted it. It was just too much. No. Anyway, so that was that. I don't think I've played Rocket League before.
Oh wow!
I might have done pissing around, but I've not played it seriously. So me and my son Leo, we ended up having our first Rocket League ranked match the other day, and we won. I think it was 8-5. We won. Yeah, and he was over the moon. He was getting really peed off at first because we was like 4-0 down. And I started to get used to the mechanics of the game, and I started to pull it back, and we ended up winning. Yeah, and he was over the moon. He was getting a bit upset, you know, when kids get that, like, all the tears in their eyes. So I've really tried to pull it back and be a super dad, and that kind of worked. So, we've won our first match. We didn't play another one because I felt like it was a bit too emotional for him. So we'll play another one next week. And see how we get on. But I did say that we're going to win some and we're going to lose some. So we got to get used to that upset. So I like it. I don't know what everybody's probably played Rocket League.
So what sort of game is Rocket League? No, don't go there.
Football with cars.
That's it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I've played that as well this week.
Good.
And I've also played another game today before the show, and it's called Days Gone. And this is another one I've downloaded off on the PlayStation. I don't know whether this is available on
platforms.
It's not exclusive. No, it's just PlayStation. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I downloaded this, and it feels like I've played the tutorial, and I've got to the point now where I'm going out on my own. I was being accompanied by another person. And it's very much like it gives me that vibe of a Last of Us feel.
Yeah.
And it's very, I don't know. I found this is more of a pressure and tense than Resident Evil Biohazard. Like, you got those zombies running around after you, and they don't mess around, and you get that with the Last of Us as well. And I feel like this is. Really, really going to be a good game. I don't know.
I don't want to put you off, because I haven't played it and I haven't watched it like a Greg DeLacy would do on video. But I hear it's a 6-7, 7-7, yeah. 7-ish. You know, it's more mechanic, and there's not the same depth where your Last of Us is your 9-10. It's good, but I don't think it's brilliant.
Okay. I don't know whether I'm just leaning towards these survival horror type games and the pressure that it puts you under, but I'm and plus the adventure to it all as well. I'm just enjoying that. Mm. And I think I'm through the tutorial part, like I say, of Days Gone, and it gripped me. I'm going to play more of it. I'm enjoying that.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Super.
There we go.
Excellent.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, we're running along, so I'm going to run through some of these news stories of this week. Roblox, it went down! To some people, that's a really big thing. To some of us, it doesn't mean a thing at all. But to people that have kids that love Roblox, I had a few, what's going on? Did it happen with you, Pete? Yeah? You had
it? Certainly did. Leo's a massive fan of it, and I think it went down on the Friday. It's still down now, I think. They've said that they've recognised what it is now that's crashed it all. It's still in repair.
Oh my goodness.
So,
blimey.
There we go.
Cyberpunk, there's a delay. I'm very sorry to tell you that it's going to be facing further delays after an update to the game's post-patch roadmap shows that all updates and improvements and free DLCs can now be expected in 2022 rather than towards the end of this year. And that was originally hoped. So sorry about that. Cyberpunk has had a rocky old road. I want to wait until all these things are done before I even tackle it. So Yeah, it'll be next year. Okay. Not unsurprisingly, there are going to be free cars in Forza 5. If you've played the other games, your loyalty will be rewarded. They kind of do this in nearly all the games, but it is nice to get a little batch of free cars because you played games before, so that's kind of cool. Prince of Persia, there's a remake for it, and it's been delayed as well. It's now back to 2023, late 2022. As reported on Destructoid, the delay was confirmed by Ubisoft in a financial report detailing the anticipated Prince of Persia remake will now release alongside future Ubisoft titles like Rocksmith Plus. I'm interested in that. Tom Clancy's The Division Heartland. So, the Prince of Persia, where Assassin's Creed all started. It'll be interesting to go back to that again. If you actually look at some of the videos of the old Prince of Persia stuff, you can really see the movement and style of the Assassin's Creed games. So,
yeah, definitely. I mean, I was a big fan of the original, the very, very original Prince of Persia back in the 80s.
Oh, 2D stuff,
The 2D stuff with its violent deaths, falling on spikes or being cut in half by big blades. It was a fantastic game at the time, very frustrating.
So, we'll have to wait a little bit longer for that. Now, there's one other little piece here that we want to talk about. We talked about it just before the show, and it's it's sort of gaming, and it affects us, Pete, as well, there with Oculus. So Facebook, it unveils a wild new augmented reality plans. As you know, Facebook are now rebranding their company over the group as Meta. Is it Meta? Isn't it Metaverse? Metaverse. You talk to this one, Phil, because you watched this live. I watched it all. Okay.
Yeah, so basically, Mark Zuckerberg put a video out saying how they're building this new metaverse world and virtual reality world, sort of virtual world, and how it's groundbreaking and everything. And the sort of public reaction has been not the most favourable, shall we say, because this was all done 10 years ago in things like Second Life. So online communities in a sort of virtual world. The additional thing now is obviously that VR headsets are a lot more common. And even Ray-Ban. So Ray-Ban have their Story smart glasses. So they'll be able to use their devices to connect. So it's a virtual world. And Robin, you were saying that it actually looks like the current...
There's bits of this here. Like he was standing in a house, which is like one of the lobbies for the Oculus. Our bios, Pete. There's a bit in this video that shows where him standing in a, and like.
Is it like a log cabin or?
Like a log cabin. Yeah, I think it's coming up. There it is towards the end. I'll just scroll toward it. So this sort of idea here, I get it. Yeah, and when somebody puts that all together, it is going to be. It's coming, and they're probably the guys to do it as well, because it's an experiment to them. It's not
I suppose everyone's not relying on it as well. Yeah, the concerns as well are over Facebook, and same with any big company. The amount of data that they're going to be farming off when you're playing this game is, and when you're in there, and it'll be covering all your browsing, all your searches. They're hoping it's a one-stop, it's your one-stop shop for all internet access. So whether you're playing games, whether you're searching or buying things, that everything goes through it, which from a data point of view is just huge.
And you know what, we moan about this stuff, we really do, but we click agree to terms and conditions as quick as we can. And, you know, nearly every website you're going back to of late now have all of this stuff, even more now, and we're still just agreeing to it all. Mm-hmm. I think if you're doing, I don't know. Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference if you're a normal person? They throw some adverts up to you. I mean, what difference? You know, if you're up to nefarious things, probably you're not one going to be tracked. I don't care. I don't know. They've got that much, you know. We've been carrying mobile phones for years. They know exactly where I go to and how often I go to. But just interesting that whole space. How in 10 years' time, what will that virtual reality, augmented reality thing all look like, you know?
I'm starting to feel now that it's going a little bit over my head. I mean, with the Ray-Ban stuff, I mean, I don't know, it's starting to get a little bit too advanced now, isn't it?
As but far can as you I'm imagine, concerned. Pete, that you didn't have to put on the big headset, you just put on a Perspex?
That's bonkers.
That's class. That's what's needed. I want that. So there's a couple of batteries have to get sorted out, you know, really cool batteries and glasses that don't look odd.
Will you still invest into all of this as it goes on?
I am. I own quite a bit of Facebook already there, as for good or for bad. So I am, I suppose, there anyway, you know. So as bad as it is, there's about a 30% return on Facebook this year. So
yeah.
Anyway, very interesting. Okay, Pete, talk a little bit with your dyslexic stuff about new releases there.
Okay, so we've got some unpacking to do. So Unpacking is a game that's released on November the 2nd, and here's some more released between the 1st and the 6th. So we've got World War Z released on the Switch November 2nd, Bloodshore, which is released on pretty much every platform on November 3rd. Just Dance 2022.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Robin, you're a massive fan in here of this. So this is released on November 4th on pretty much every platform. The Binding of Isaac, Repentance, and that's on Xbox Series X and S. That's on November 4th. Where Cards Fall, which is on the Switch and PC on November 4th. Animal Crossing New Horizons. Happy Home Paradise DLC, which is on the Switch November 5th. Call of Duty Vanguard.
Never heard of it.
Big one for people. I don't even know if there's a campaign in this. I don't know.
No, I don't think
looked,
so.
To be fair. So anyway, that's on everything, isn't it? That on November 5th. Let's Build a Zoo, which is on the PC November 5th as well on Bonfire Night, and nothing on the 6th because there's just so much excitement on Bonfire Night.
Well, Let's Build a Zoo has to be a Phil game, and you just know from the title straight away.
Yeah.
No, I'm torn. It goes against, you know, Let's Build, great, but a zoo, no.
Oh, I suppose so, yeah.
It goes against my ethical principles.
Yeah, it does, I suppose so, yeah. Anyway, victory achieved. Finish games, win prizes, get money to buy more games. That's what it's all about. Take a photograph of yourself with the credits running up in the background with the hashtag victory achieved. You can email that to @OC_podcast or on Twitters or wherever you want to send it. Just send it WhatsApp, anywhere, Facebook, drop it in there. We'll get you in the pot. And the achievers from the beginning of this week, we've got Pete Chin. He completed Resident Evil Biohazard. He also completed Maneater on the 24th of October. He put these up. And Ratchet & Clank on PS5 as well, and had a great time with that. God, look at those photographs. It's like sexy, strange and sexier. I don't know. John Moyse hasn't been well, and he pointed a victory achieved. He hasn't been up to it. And he finished Ghost Recon Breakpoint. All three episodes, including the DLC, is done. So well done, and glad to hear you're doing a bit better, John, as well. So congratulations to those people. You are now entered into the draw, apart from Pete. So, John, you're entered into the draw. And now we're going to have a sound of Greg, the classic piece of audio.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Well, goddammit, guys, we are 1 hour ahead. We are not late birds. We're old fogies now. I mean, it's 20 to 11. Now it's like 20 to 12 yesterday. So, you know, us old ones like Phil and I, you're not old yet. What time were you born at, Pete? Do you know?
6:30, roughly.
Okay.
In the evening.
In the evening. That's good. Just in time to get finished off for Corey. That was good. Yeah. Pick up another one there, love. Pick one. There you go.
What the hell was that?
Every sperm is sacred. And anyway, just have a great birthday tomorrow, Pete. Really do have a good birthday. You've got a whole fan here. Every week we have different fan letters and emails come in about Pete, and look after Pete and stop being so nasty to Pete. Don't give Pete such a hard time. It's not.
I'm glad that's my brother. My brother looking out for me, that is.
He did say that a lot. He says, you give Pete a very hard time. And I said, well, like,
yeah.
He just.
Stop it.
It's an open goal. He is like, he wears prophylactic jumpers. What, how can I not? I love him to death. Really. Come on. Come on. Lose it, Pete. Lose it.
I'm getting miserable in my
eyes. Oh, no. We love you. Love you. So, email the show. Send your love to Pete, because I'm cruel to Pete, at podcast@ocpod.com. Tweet us at @OC_podcast. And the Facebook is there as well, fb.ocpod.com as well. Leave us a review if you can. Guys, thank you very much. Phil, lovely to have you on the show again. Please come back loads and loads and loads. We need you. Lovely to hear your dulcet tones. And do your wee sign off, please. Be lovely.
Yeah, thanks, guys. As always, brilliant to be back with both of you. Have a great day tomorrow, Pete.
Thanks.
Just shout out to all the community. You know, a few of you have reached out over the last few months, which has been fantastic and really positive. And I just want to shout out to Rare as well, because they're a local Midlands company, developer, and the stuff that they've done with Sea of Thieves in the community has been really fantastic. And you can just tell that when they have their videos of what's happening and interviews, they just love it, and it's just passion for them. And also hearing a Midlands accent is always brings a smile to my face when it's something that I'm involved in. So, yeah, have a great week. Pete?
I'm going to shout out the users in the chat, so the chattos. There's Bloodluster, Boomer, Go With Him, Katinar, Martin One, and OCD&D, which I'm assuming is you, Phil.
It is.
But yeah, thanks for being part of our evening as well, and thanks for listening live. Really appreciate it. And I'm also going to shout out Kev Westerman. He sent me some advice about my dog's diet and about the whole beef incident when I was talking about that the other week. That my dog pretty much exploded everywhere when he had some raw beef, and he's giving me some advice on that. And that's pretty much me. I'm going to hand you over to Robin to close us off.
Yeah, Extra Life is coming up very soon. Of course, Greg will be at it, and Gary DeFelice, and Mike, I'm sure, is probably going to rattle on to some Extra Life again this year. So Extra Life and the VG Hub team raising lots of money for kiddies over the years, and I think Gary's at it now for, I think Greg is 10 or 12 years, something crazy. Mega, mega bucks. So keep an eye out for the Extra Life stuff and support those guys. You'll see them posting up on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that now. To all our listeners, thank you very much for listening. To Phil and geez, what's his name again? And Pete, thank you very, very much for coming on the show. Pete, I hope you have a fantastic birthday tomorrow. Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'll get your work blow job. It'll be okay. So I'm sure you'll have a great old time. You'll have a ball. You'll get maybe something nice to eat tomorrow night and some nice family time. That'll be absolutely wonderful. Everybody, have a wonderful, safe gaming week. Stay safe. Be nice to each other. And we will see you next time around. Thanks, guys. All the best.
Let's go, Brandon.
It's kind of spooky music. You get the idea, isn't it? It's like, this is the Halloween-y stuff. This is like, we're meant to scare people, frighten them. Scared. You're scared, wee lad. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Spike him. Yes, it's classic.
Did you just say briefly?
Sunday night to take time song.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
You're so funny. I love talking to you. You're just...